Introduction to the Book of Alma. Why study this book? By studying the Book of Alma, students will learn about Jesus Christ and the necessity of His atonement and resurrection in the plan of salvation. They will also learn about the power of the Word of God to overcome priestcraft, false doctrine, sin, hatred, and apostasy, and to lead individuals to experience a mighty change of heart. Students can be edified and inspired as they read about the missionary efforts of Alma, Amulek, and the Sons of Mosiah, as well as the conversion and faithfulness of the Anti-Nephi-Lehis, the people of Ammon. As they study chapters detailing the warfare between the Nephites and the Lamanites, they can learn principles that will guide them in the tumultuous times in which they live and help them prevail in their personal battles against the adversary. Who wrote this book? Mormon compiled and abridged records from the large plates of Nephi to create the Book of Alma. The book is named for Alma, who was the son of Alma, who was often called Alma the Younger. When King Mosiah instituted the reign of the judges among the Nephites, Alma the Younger became the first chief judge and succeeded his father as high priest over the church. He eventually resigned his position as chief judge to dedicate himself wholly to the high priesthood and to deliver the word of God unto the people throughout the land of the Nephites. Mormon used the records of Alma's ministry and the writings of Alma's sons Helaman and Shiblon to compose the Book of Alma. To whom was this book written and why? Mormon did not address the Book of Alma to a particular audience or state why he wrote it. However, the book's numerous teachings on the redeeming mission of Jesus Christ contribute to a central purpose of the Book of Mormon, which is to testify that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God. When and where was it written? The original records used as sources for the Book of Alma were likely written between 91 BC and 52 BC. Mormon abridged those records sometime between AD 345 and AD 385. Mormon did not record where he was when he compiled this book. What are some distinctive features of this book? Although the Book of Alma is the longest in the Book of Mormon, it covers a period of only 39 years, approximately 91 BC to 52 BC. The book recounts the first instance of successful missionary labors among the Lamanites. It also highlights the faithfulness of the converted Lamanites in keeping their covenants. Additionally, the Book of Alma includes teachings about the doctrine of foreordination and the ministry of Melchizedek, the power of the Word of God, how to develop faith in Jesus Christ, the severity of breaking the law of chastity, the state of our spirits following death, the doctrines of resurrection and restoration, and the roles of justice and mercy in Heavenly Father's plan of redemption. This book also contains the Lord's instructions concerning self-defense and the justification for war. Outline. Alma chapters 1 through 3. Nehor introduces priestcraft among the Nephites. Alma leads righteous Nephites in defending themselves against Amlici and his followers, who have combined with the Lamanite army. After thwarting Amlici's attempt to become a king and destroy the church, the Nephites defeat another Lamanite army. Alma chapter 4 through 16. Alma resigns as chief judge. He travels throughout the land of the Nephites to combat pride and wickedness by preaching the Word of God. Amulek joins Alma, and they teach of the atonement of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, and the need for faith in the Lord and repentance. Zeezrom is converted and baptized. Alma chapter 17 through 28. The sons of Mosiah and others preach the Word of God among the Lamanites in the land of Nephi. Thousands are converted to the Lord. The converts forsake their weapons of war and go to dwell among the Nephites. Many people die in a great battle between the Nephites and the Lamanites. Alma chapters 29 through 42. Alma desires to bring souls to repentance. He confounds Korihor, an antichrist. While teaching the Zoramites, a group of Nephite dissenters, Alma compares the Word of God to a seed that must be nourished by faith. Amulek testifies of the atonement and teaches the Zoramites to exercise faith unto repentance. Alma provides individual counsel and testimony to his sons Helaman, Shiblon, and Corianton. Alma entrusts the sacred records to Helaman. He teaches about the post-mortal spirit world, resurrection, and the roles of justice and mercy in God's plan. Alma chapters 43 through 45. Stirred to anger by the Nephite dissenters, the Lamanites come to war against the Nephites. Moroni leads the Nephites to victory over the army of Zarahemla. Alma interviews and blesses Helaman, prophesies the destruction of the Nephites, and departs out of the land. Alma chapters 46 through 63. Moroni, Lehi, Teancum, Helaman, and Pahoran lead the Nephites to victory against Lamanite armies controlled by Amalickiah and Amoron. Moroni and Pahoran also quell the rebellion of Nephite dissenters known as Kingmen. Shiblon receives the Nephite records and later gives them to Helaman's son Helaman. The army of Moronihah defeats the Lamanites in another battle.